جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. Tonight, inshallah, Surah Al-Ra'd, ayah number 6 and 7. And as Haj Samir mentioned, inshallah, Saturday, 7 p.m., celebration of the Milad, the birthday of Sayyidatu Nisa al-Alameen, Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, at 7 p.m. without Salat, the Salat, inshallah, you do the Salat prayers at home. So you come here for the celebration at 7 p.m., inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala anbiya'illahi jami'an wa ala sayyidihim wa khatamihim, Habibi ilah al-Alameen, Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويستعجلونك بالسيئة قبل الحسنة وقد خلت من قبلهم المثلات وإن ربك لذو مغفرة للناس على ظلمهم وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَشَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه إنما أنت منذر ولكل قوم هاد. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Every human has to have hope in this life in order for us to continue our journey in this life. We have to have hope. If we don't have hope in a better future, better conditions, better job, hopefully better marriage, inshallah, better children, then we are not going to move forward. We are not going to progress in this life. أعلل النفس بالآمال أدركها ما أضيق العيش لولا فسحة الأمل. I always tell myself and make myself patient by telling myself that conditions will change in the future. It would not remain like that. My condition, the condition of my family, my community, my country, my society, my religion will change in the future. ما أضيق العيش لولا فسحة الأمل. Life is going to be very tough if we have no hope. Life is going to be very tough. You cannot continue. You can't even leave your house. So you need to have hope in God's mercy, in God's solution, in God's blessings and a grace in your life. This is how you treat yourself. This is how you speak to yourself every day. That tomorrow is going to be much better than today. Next week is going to be better. Next month, next year. You have to be hopeful in this life. This is what gets you on. It makes you move forward. And this strategy has been used by God in the Quran in different chapters. One of them in this verse. العبد بين الخوف والرجاء. The true servant of God is the one who swings between hope on the one hand and fear on the other hand. ترغيب and ترهيب. Hope and fear, but not any fear, the positive fear, the fear that builds us, not the fear that cripples us, the fear that really builds us. Fear with open-mindedness, positive fear. Positive fear here means it's precaution. You protect yourself. So we swings between these two concepts. Every single day you wake up in the morning, you have hope and you have positive fear. I have to be careful. I'm careful when I'm driving. I'm careful when I leave my house. When I go to work, when I speak to people, I have to be careful. When I deal with people, I have to be careful. Hope and fear. And this has been used in the Quran in many chapters. Now this number 6, Allah says, وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ. The pagans of Mecca, the non-believers, they would have you hasten evil before good. They were mocking the Prophet. It's mockery. They say to the Prophet, listen, you are telling us about good, salvation, mercy, we don't need these things. Let your Lord bring punishment on us. Ask him to bring punishment. We welcome punishment. If your Lord is there listening to you, and he's trying to help you, ask him to send the punishment. We don't want the mercy. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ وَقَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمُ الْمُثُلَاتِ. Though they have seen examples of communities before them who were punished and they were demolished and they perished. They don't even exist. They know about these stories. But still, they ask you sarcastically that God, your Lord, should send punishment on them. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ. The Prophet was dealing with bunch of crazy people. Crazy people. Some of them lost their mind. Some of them lost their honor and dignity. Some of them lost respect for themselves, let alone others. People in the shape, people who were animals, in fact, in the shape of humans. And such a group are found everywhere. In every time, at every community, in every place. Some people who are really in the shape of a humans, but they carry animal spirits. They don't think reasonably. They do not think rationally. All what they do is to mock religion and mock God. And those who pray, those who practice religion, they mock them. This is exactly what they did to the Prophet. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ. Out of arrogance, they say, okay, we are not waiting for your God's mercy. Let him send punishment. I don't want to believe. Don't waste your time with me. Don't waste your time with me. I want your Lord to send his punishment on me. This is exactly what they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ وَقَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمُ الْمُثُلَاتِ. Before them, how many examples they saw of communities who perished, nations before them. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ. But yet, despite their arrogance and their childish behavior, God is not going to change his rule. God is not intimidated by them. We people are intimidated. Someone can make you angry. He comes to you within 1 minute, within 30 seconds, he can make you angry. You get intimidated. He drags you into his, you know, into attacking him. This is called intimidation. You have to be careful. Especially in discussions, be wise and careful not to get intimidated by anyone. God is not intimidated by them. Even if they refuse, even if they speak bad about God, even if they ask God to send his punishment, God is not intimidated. He's not going to listen. How many people say to God, God, I don't want you. Kill me. Send your punishment on me. Burn me in fire. God does not listen. God does not listen. How many mothers sometimes when they are frustrated, oh, I wish I can die now because of her kids. But God does not listen. God does not change his policy because of us. Because the stupid things we say, he's not going to respond. Because he's the God of wisdom and justice and balance and reason. So he doesn't listen to such calls. He doesn't listen. Therefore, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ Verily, your Lord, يا محمد, يا رسول الله, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ He's possessed with forgiveness for people despite their wrongdoing. While they are doing wrong, he's still willing to forgive them. What sort of God is this? What sort of mercy is this? Which is provided for people عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ While they are doing wrong, he's still bestowing his mercy on them and his forgiveness on them. This is his policy, the Lord of policy. But at the same time, they should not get God wrong. They should not understand him, misunderstand him. They think that, yes, this is an invitation for me because he says I am merciful. He would never punish me at all. No. God says, I will be merciful, but also my mercy has limit. At the end, it will expire with some people. My mercy will expire with some people. People who are stubborn, mu'anid, people who reject the truth, people who see the truth and they reject it. God will give them chances, many chances, times after times, but these chances are not open-ended. They will expire one day. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ Despite doing wrong, their wrongdoing, despite their ظُلْم, their injustice, their corruption, he's still helping them, serving them, protecting them. عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ And at the same time, verily, your Lord لَشَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ At the same time, he's severe in punishment. He provides his mercy and his forgiveness for those who are willing to take it. But if they reject, they keep rejecting, at the end he's severe in his punishment. So this mabda, principle of khawf wa raja, al-mu'min bayna al-khawf wa raja, the servant is between hope on the one hand and fear on the other hand. We have to use it with our children. What is the best way of raising your son? To spoil him? Some parents only spoil. Spoiling. One day the same daughter who is being spoiled, she disrespects her father. She disrespects her mother. She rebels. She doesn't listen. She disobeys. Why? Because this is what her parents wanted. This is how they raised her. They raised her in a way that she doesn't respect them. Because they rewarded her or him when they did wrong. At all times, in all conditions. This is wrong. We love our children. But we do not love them at all costs. We love them when they do good. When they do bad, they have to be reprimanded. When they do bad, they have to be reminded. They have to be disciplined. Not physical disciplines, huh? Don't get me wrong on that. Disciplined in a good way. You don't reward the wrongdoer. You don't. This is not a good policy. This is not a good tarbiyah. At the time of doing good, we reward them. When they do bad, we have to shake them and tell them this is wrong. Wake up call. What you are doing is wrong. I'm not going to reward you for what you did. So they live between these two elements. On the one side, in the one hand, they expect their parents to reward them when they succeed. And also at the same time, they expect the parents to discipline them when they deliberately fail. This is exactly what you do yourself. Do you know where you do this? On the freeway every day, when you drive. When you drive, you are careful because you know there is a discipline here. If you exceed the limit, the speed limit, if you break the law, there is someone watching you. They will issue citation to you. So you have fear in your heart. You don't want to break the law. You don't want to lose. This is how we should live, always, our life, always. We have hope in God's mercy, definitely. He is merciful, no doubt about it. But at the same time, I should not take God for granted because He is merciful. I should not break the law. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لولا عفو الله تعالى وتجاوزه عن العباد لما هنأ أحد في العيش. If it wasn't for God's forgiveness and mercy that He bestows on people, nobody would enjoy his life because you would live constantly in a state of fear. And God does not want you to live in that state of fear. There is no enjoyment. Do you enjoy when you are always fearful? You are not. God wants you to live in a state of love and conviction and happiness. So if it wasn't for His mercy, then people would live always, they will be haunted by fear of punishment. On the other hand, وَلَوْلَا وَعِيدُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And if it wasn't for His warning, wa'id means warning, when God warns, when God speaks about His punishment. وَعِقَابُهُ وَلَوْلَا وَعِيدُهُ وَعِقَابُهُ. If it wasn't for His warning and His punishment, لَتَّكَلَ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِنَّا. Then we will be dependent on what? On God's mercy. We will break the law because God is merciful. God is the God of mercy. He's not going to punish me. I'll do this, do that, break the law. At the end of the day, God says, okay, Habibi, I love you. No matter what you do. Don't say to your child, I hear this sentence from some parents, some mothers and some fathers. No matter what you do, Habibti, I love you. No, this is wrong. Don't tell your child, no matter what you do. Don't tell them this. Tell them, I'm proud of you, I love you, I love you more when you do good. If you do bad, I put my love on hold. I'll put it on hold for a few days until you go back to your senses. Don't tell your children, no matter what you do, be what you want to be. Be gay, be lesbian, be this, be that, go do this, go do that, I love you. No, you shouldn't love in this case. They have to follow the path, the straight path, the path of their Lord, the norm of their religion, of their ethical. Our religion is our ethical path. We don't listen to here and there. We don't listen to the pressure of the media, to the pressure of the society. If society does something wrong, does not mean I have to condone it. No. You have to stand your ground and say, I believe this. I believe in my Lord, in what He says. I believe in my book. I believe in my prophet. Yes, I'm not going to hurt others. Leave them alone. This is free country. But I'm not going to condone them. Neither I'm going to sympathize with them. They are doing wrong. When people do wrong, they are doing wrong. I'm not going to love someone whatever he does. I love them. My love, my respect is conditional. People do good, we love them. If people do evil, if people insist on doing evil, we cannot keep loving them. You can't tell your heart to love someone who's doing evil. This is not right. وإن ربك لذو مغفرة للناس على ظلمهم وإن ربك لشديد العقاب. Then we go to number 7. ويقول الذين كفروا لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه إنما أنت منذر ولكل قوم هاد. The Meccans, the non-believers, once in a while they come to the Prophet and they say, why your Lord does not send upon you a sign, major sign, so we know you are a prophet. What is the major sign? What do we call this major sign? Mu'jiza, miracle. So once in a while they come to him, bring something from the sky. Put a ladder so we can see your Lord, you know. Things that are doesn't make sense, nonsense. Mu'jiza is provided for the one who is willing to accept. If you bring him the miracle, you know, he's not sure of this religion, he's not sure you are saying right, so the Prophet will bring him the mu'jiza to affirm. The Prophet brings the miracle to support his argument. Yes, to support his argument. So people can say, can realize that this is not an ordinary person. This is a prophet of God. God is helping him. Otherwise, he cannot perform this miracle by himself. This is the reason for mu'jiza. This is the reason for miracle. To affirm his prophecy. To affirm his messengerhood. His message. But his job is not to bring a miracle every day. This is not his job. The main job of the prophet is what? Is to invite. So look at the verse. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Shouldn't God, shouldn't his Lord send him a sign to support him? God says, I don't mind. I am sending signs from time to time. I am supporting the Prophet. The biggest miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his character. The biggest affirmation of his religion, his faith, his character, sound character, pure character. This is his first mu'jiza in a society which is contaminated with many diseases. If you find someone emerging from a society which is overwhelmed, swept with diseases, but that person still protected his personality, his character, his truth, his honesty. Don't you realize that this person is a special, special person? Prophet Muhammad emerged from Mecca. Mecca is the hub of every evil act. Every evil act was committed in Mecca, in Quraysh, among those people. The Prophet emerged as someone pure, clean. So this is mu'jiza. This is a good sign that he's speaking the truth. He's the messenger of God. The second sign is this book. Is this book. It came to the Arabs. Their language is Arabic. They should believe before others. If the Indians do not believe, if the Turks do not believe, if the Africans do not believe, no problem, because this is not their book. But when the Arabs, this is Arabic language. Arabs should be the first people to realize that this is not the work of a person called Muhammad. It cannot be. It cannot be because of the language of this book. If you are familiar with Arabic literature and language, when you read any line in this book, you know this is not the work of a human being. This is extraordinary work. No human being today, no matter how intelligent and genius he or she is, can produce such work. This is the work of the Prophet. This is the work of the Lord of the Prophet, not the Prophet himself, his Lord. So they should believe before others. This is a mu'jiza. This is intellectual. Sometimes the mu'jiza, the miracle, is physical. Musa alayhi salam would strike the river Nile with his cane and it splits into two parts. Physical, good. But there is another miracle which is intellectual. Speaks to those who have intellect, aql. Those who use their brains, and that is the biggest mu'jiza. So he brought you this book. What more do you need from him? Every time you come to him, bring me a miracle. So those are not people who want to accept the truth. There are people who just want to waste their time and the Prophet's time arguing with him. Mumatala, tasweef, procrastination, mumatala. They are not searching for the truth. They are not searching for the truth. So God is saying, we are not listening to you because we sent you many miracles before. If you were supposed to believe, you would believe from before. I'm not going to send a miracle every day. The work of the Prophet is to invite da'wah. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ لَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ إِنَّمَا فَرِلِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ You are only a warner, مُنذِرٌ And for every community, وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ For every community, there is a guide. What is the difference between مُنذِر and هَادِي? هَاد means هَادِي. مُنذِر is warner. هَادِي is a guide. What is the difference between them? There is a difference. The warner is the one who establishes religion, warns people against their injustice, warns people because they are going into the wrong direction, so he brings them to the right direction, to the correct direction. This is Mundir. This is the job of the Prophet. The Prophet establishes the religion, brings the religion from his Lord, introduces religion to the masses. So this, his work is mundir. He's the initiator of religion. Whereas Hadi, had walikulli qawmin had, the guide, is the one who maintains religion, continues religion, protects religion. Therefore the Prophet, when this ayah came, innama anta mundir walikulli qawmin had, look at all the tafasir. تفسير الرازي الطبري الزمخشري ابن كثير ابو حيان this that they say the prophet when this verse came he said انما انا المنذر and he puts his hand on Ali and he says وهذا هو الهادي you are the hadi you are the guide يا علي ابن ابي طالب بك يهتدي المهتدون من بعدي after me people who seek guidance they follow you يا علي ابن ابي طالب So the Prophet was saying, I'm going to introduce religion, but the one who's going to maintain it and keep it and protect it after me is Ali ibn Abi Talib. I'll give you another example of warner and guide. Someone comes to this mosque, we have mostly on Fridays or other occasions, American people who want to know about Islam, they know nothing. They came here to discover Islam. So this is warning. This is da'wah. Da'wah for them when you speak, it's da'wah, invitation. Discovery, for them discovery. You introduce Islam to them because they have zero knowledge about Islam. They want to know this religion. So you reach out to them. This is da'wah. But then you have another thing called tabligh. Tabligh is for the Muslims. So they can maintain and protect their religion. So two people listen to you. One of them, he listens to discover religion, to begin the religion, to subscribe to religion. The other one is listening. He's already Muslim. He knows the religion. But he came to maintain and strengthen his religion. The work of the Prophet is to introduce, to bring people to Islam. The work of the Imam, the Hadi, is to maintain the religion in the hearts and the souls of the people. This is the difference. Allah says, "Inta ya Rasulullah, innama anta mundhir." Your job is a primary job is to introduce religion to people. After you are going to come people who are hadi, guide. Beginning with Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. He's not the only hadi, but he's the main one. After the Prophet, and after Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah says, for every age, every time, every community, we don't leave them without Hadi, without guide. So after Ali ibn Abi Talib, there is another Hadi, Imam al-Hassan. After him, Imam al-Hussein. After him, Imam Zain al-Abidin, Muhammad al-Baqir, Ja'far al-Sadiq. And now the Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala faraja. He is the guide. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنذِرٌ وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ And then he said to Ali, this is exactly what all the Mufassirin, the Sunni, the hardcore, world-class Sunni Mufassirin say, بك يا علي يهتدي المهتدون من بعدي. It is through you, يا علي. People are going to be guided. People are going to uphold their faith, their religion through you, يا علي, through your leadership, through your guidance. So don't go left and right. Don't waste your time. This is the guide has been appointed by God and by the Prophet of God. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة واجعلنا اللهم من أنصاره وأعوانه وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.